So the winter officially started. We lit the fireplace tonight in our house. I'm from LA. We really don't, we're not used to that. It's like a whole chiddush for us that we light a fireplace. Never had one, never lit one. But it's official. And I was thinking on the way here, after doing that, like, Chanukah is like a fireplace in the winter. It's a fire, of course, and you sit by it, and you're supposed to feel the warmth of Chanukah. And when you really take a look at the year of the Yamim Tovim, how they're spread out, so everything is very concentrated. There's Pesach, Lag BaOmer, Shavuos, everything is very compact. And the same thing in Tishrei. Everything is stuffed into Tishrei. And then we go a long winter. Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar. Finally we get to Purim and we can breathe a little bit. But it's, if it's not for Chanukah in the winter, then this fireplace of Kedusha, it brings a certain warmth to the whole winter, to this Zman, to this Tkufa, that those who make an inyan out of Chanukah learn the sugyas and to appreciate the amkas of what it means. It has the koyach to stand alone. That's really what I mean. If there was a different yontif who had to be in the cold winter, it would be rough. But because Chanukah is the Or HaGanaz, and the Or HaGanaz is the Tachlis, and as we spoke about last week, there's a certain warmth that the Or HaGanaz gives, which, as Chazal say, that Chanukah will be the Asa level and all the Yom Tovim will be Batal. It's a light which reveals everything that Hashem wants from the Bria. So that's why it doesn't matter if it's elections tonight or no elections tonight. When the Or HaGanaz is Nizgala, so then everything is bottled to that. Doesn't matter. Like if you're talking about the Or HaGanaz, if you're learning Torah, if you're involved, then in that space of the Or HaGanaz, then it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. In fact, the Or HaGanaz will dictate the outcome of the election. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a tachlis in mind, that's to be Megala Or HaGanaz. Who will be the best candidate for that? Will it come B'derech HaRachem? Will it come B'derech HaDin? Chas V'Shalom? It will be the Or HaGanaz who will determine that decision. Not the voters. So let's begin once again, just very quickly from the beginning, and we'll try to go through it as much as we can and focus on one topic. I think we got a little bit lost in the discussion last week. We use it as a springboard to talk about a topic, which was very nice, Baruch Hashem, but let's go back and just to revisit the Yesod, and we'll go weiter. So he writes in the beginning, the Or HaGanaz, Bereishis Bias Shemai Varetz, Amar Hashem Yizvarach Yehi Or. So now, based on last week, we can understand a little bit more this idea of Yehi Or. On day one, it doesn't seem like it comes up ever again, this Yehi Or of Yom Rishon. But no, Nivra Or Gadol V'Kadosh Aleha Amru Chazal, Or Shenivra B'Sheishis Mibereishis Adam Tzeifah B'Miseifah Adam Tzeifah. This is a light that those who are privy to such a light can see from one end of the world to the next. It doesn't mean just across the globe, it means past, present, future. One can see what will be. Well, maybe the Ha'adam Behirus HaSeichel gives a person a clarity. This is a very key line. And again, Sifzei Chen is not a Rishon, so we don't have to be medayak in everything which he says. But the concepts which he brings up, he's pulling from the Svarim HaGdoshim and trying to give us the Ikra Nekudos. So this is one of them, which maybe we'll get to Mitzvah Hashem, that this Or gives a Tainug and a Ne'imus and a Vodas Hashem. Aval Ha'or Hazeh Elohi Ira Elalam Elvav Shavuos. It only served in Gan Eden for 36 hours altogether. And Hashem saw that it wasn't kedai for the Rishayim to enjoy this light. Kadosh Baruch Hu buried this light, reserved it for the tzaddikim of the upcoming generations. And where did he bury this light? In the Torah. A person through this light can find the greatest, deepest secrets of the world. So so many points to discuss, but we're going to try to move a little bit just to cover more ground. We'll come back to discuss in Yana. Vine afal pisha or hazen tafi dalid, even though this light is nignaz, im kolzeh le'nechshecha ilam agamrei, although it may be buried, the Zohar says very clearly that the kiyum ha'olam is tali in this or, and if this or was completely concealed from the world would cease to exist. Kesha mizbarach he'mid l'bnei Yisrael tzadikim, that the tzadikim in every generation, she'yizachu l'kabal or ha'navua, who were zeichet to be makabal or of navua, in the earlier generations, him he'iru sederach l'bnei Yisrael le'idim asamash ha'se'asim. There was a tkufa in history where it was the Nevi'im who led us, and they taught us what to do. And that tkufa preceded that of the second Beis HaMikdash, in which the Nes of Chanukah took place. Among be'emtza tkufas ba'isheni, in the middle of the tkufa, about halfway through, kishehistayim tkufas ha'nevi'im, when the tkufa of the Nevi'im was coming to a close, yarda choshech gadol la'olam, at that time, because the Or of Nevuah was dissipating, so the world was left in choshech, ki neda or ha'nevuah, and as a result of this, his afsher l'malchus Yavan hanikras choshech, the klipa called choshech, which is Yavan, was allowed l'hishtalit al bnei Yisrael to rule over us l'hamshicha me'is Hashem u'midarchi teres hakadosha, to draw us away from the Torah. Ve'achshichu einem shal Yisrael. It's a very important line. Chazal used this lesson to explain the klipa of Yavan. They were machshich einem shal Yisrael. They brought darkness over our eyes. Many don't know that one of the evil decrees of the Yavani government was to translate the Torah into other languages, especially into Lashon Yavanis. Why did they do that? Why is that, which Chazal say, it brought a choshech onto the world for 3 days? The Pasha said, it wouldn't seem like such an avla. If I handed over a chumash to a guy down the street, and he said, do you mind if I translate it? Probably wouldn't object to that. But yet Chazal say that it sent Klai Yisrael into a choshech, the world into a choshech for 3 days.
It blocks the
ore. That's right. And even that needs a hezber. Like, why does that block the ore? Why can't the ore be nisgala through the Lashon of Sha'am? Why is that a stopper for the nisgala of ore? So he says, and this is really addresses the kasha, is bekavana zedoinis lahalim alahaster haramazim hapinius beside this hatayra, because there's so much which is contained within the letters of the Torah. I mean, if you translate the Yihior as and thus there was light, so you didn't translate the words of Yihior. It's not a translation. You just stripped it of everything which it had. What?
It limits
it, but it's not just that it limits it. It defiles it. It's a churban to Yihior. Because every tag and every letter and how the yud and the hey and the yud and the aleph of the resh and the gematrios and the words that preceded it and the words that come after it and just the very fact that the light is buried in the oisiyas hakadosha. Brought a tremendous choshech to the world. Actually, nisha rak hapshat hapashat. The only thing that was left was pshat hapashat. And what that did, of course, is that, like, I was once driving with my Rebbe, and I had mentioned to him that somebody had translated the Noam Elimelech. It wasn't me, actually. It was somebody in the back seat. He said, was very excited because Noam Elimelech and Stachin and, like, the whole Gezer Rafshas, that's, like, the It Sefer. So it was like, he wanted to tell the Rebbe as if, like, he was excited that now it was accessible to the Oid, and he translated Noam Elimelech. So the Rebbe was sitting in the front, and he goes, oh. And he whispers to me, and he's like, that's not Noam Elimelech. Only thing which you see is the pshat of pashat, and that's not Noam Elimelech. Void ha'isifa lahara. And on top of that avla, shelaktu mehatayra in yonei midas v'derech eretz. Another defilement of the Torah is that they, by being able now to learn the Torah, they looked through it, and they took different midos and different derech eretzes v'he'etiku oisan liyavonech, and they were able to make their own chachmas out of it. Chachma Yavanis comes from Torah. Laharos she'echelin agir l'shlemes b'lidim in Torah. So they presented to the people, to the Jewish people, to become Mesiavdin. They said, listen, you're looking for shlemes through your Torah? What is shleimus anyways? It means to be a good person, right? Upstanding, polite person. You can reach a shleimus haseichel. We also have chachma. We also have etiquette. That was a big sheker, of course. But it looked very similar to Torah. You know, we talk about, and I'm sure all of you have heard, that the whole Golus of Yavon was very different than previous Goluses, that Yavon was a battle of culture. They weren't trying to kill Bnei Yisrael, they were trying to destroy the spirit of Bnei Yisrael. And we'll talk about that more in Mitzvah Hashem, but this was the tactic, is that they tried to present to Bnei Yisrael something similar to Torah, which is just a cheap imitation, which is no shaychist. But to a Chitzonius person, it's appealing. It's easier, they don't have to work as hard, there's no onshim in regards to it. It's a good sell. But to an ish pnimi, which is what makes the Torah pnimi, is the or ha-Torah. And they stripped away from the Torah the or of the Torah. That's really going to be what we're focusing on here, because, again, the Siv Sechen is not a Rishon, and it's written a little bit choppy. But I want to just make our way through it and go back to discuss this idea of the or ha-Torah, which is the or ha-Ganas. But let's just finish the musag here. To try to aspire to a shleimus without liman hatayr, v'zeh sheker gomer. U'benoysef azen, again on top of that, what else did they do? Hechlifu esek liman hatayr, liman chachmas yivanes. You need to learn? So we can replace that with chachma yivanes. V'ayidei liman chachma chitzonius, shehu ba mitzad hasmol, getting into a little bit of chassidus here. And since the chachma hachitzonius comes from the left side, as opposed to Torah, which is rachamim, which the Torah says is called yamin. Yaminoi eish das lamoi, that the eish das of Torah, the ora Torah is in the yamin. So since they were coming, we tzad ha-smol, this gabba midas ha-din shebismol, so they raised the midah of din upon the Jewish people, amidas ha-chez, shu chachma sa-Torah, hainu tanas b'yamin, unki v'yoch ha-hanu, kas Torah's chesed. By the zen, this dired der matzavim shal Yisrael at shigilu d'yutach p'aymah. They let, understand this well, the attack that the Yavanim made against the Jewish people was so sneaky and so hard to detect, because it wasn't that they progressively drove Bnei Yisrael down to the pits. They took away the Or HaTorah, and if you take away the Or of Torah from a Yid, memela, you can't stand up. You have no legs to stand on anymore. You understand the difference? They let us fall because they stripped away the Or HaTorah. Very clever. It means that you're attacking your enemy by sieging and not allowing the or to come in. It's like you're cutting off the food supply. So mamela, they're going to starve to death and they're going to weaken, and you'll be able to overcome them without having to raise a weapon against them. It wasn't a weapon. They didn't come with their weapons. They did. And of course Hashronim fought with their weapons. But that was just the culmination. That was just the finale. But that wasn't the melchama. The melchama was that they sought to strip the Torah and the whole culture of Klal Yisrael from its or. And that's part of the Golas HaKasha which we're living with, and we'll discuss in Mitzvah Hashem, is that you can do everything right and keep all Tari Mitzvahs, and it's a Pelda that somebody can come to and say to you, I'm mamish, like, I'm not feeling my Kesher to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm not feeling Emunah, I'm learning Torah and I mamish feel nothing. That aspect of Golas, because we're living in a time now before Mashiach comes that everything is here now. There's Yavin now, there's Edom, there's Madai, there's Bavel, everything exists, Yishmael. We're living at a time where it's Kulabay. It's the final attempt of the Sitra Achra to try to prevent the coming of Mashiach. And of course the Or will persevere and it will break through and it'll be Megal of the Or, they can't stop it. Like we spoke about last week. But this Yetzahara, this challenge, which is so common. And again, it's not just amongst teenagers. It's a tkufa. We're living in a tkufa, young and old, that we can be in the most halig of places. You can go to a chash of a rebbe and you can see people mamash and fire. You can be standing there like the odd man out. Like, what is everybody getting so nislav about? I'm here, you're there. We're all in the same place together. Yet this person is on fire and this person is ice cold. It's because there's an or. It's the or hatayr. This is really the essence. This is the neshama of Yiddishkeit. And how long can a person go without or? And this is one of the great, great nisim of our time, is that although we've been going so many years without this or, And we could have, should have maybe thrown everything away, because the spiritual neshama of who we are, which keeps us going, is that or, and yet we're still coming and we're fighting to come back, and we're coming back better than ever. And it's testimony to the emuna that we have in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is going to be the crown jewel on Hashem's throne, and on the kisei and on the keser, will be the fact that over these 2,000 years, where there were such attempts to do away with the Or HaTorah, the neshama of Torah, we stuck to it because we had bitachon and the Eibusher that we'd be zeichet to that Or. And of course, the tzaddikim every generation have a town for that Or, but what about the masses? And so Chanukah, again, was partially a solution to that issue. Is that Chanukah is the exposure of the light in a way that gives us the chiyus throughout the entire year and everything which we do to continue and to be magish that closest to HaKadosh Baruch.
Even if you don't feel it,
it gives it because it's present. It's the source of the emunah to be talking about Hashem. Because even though you can't see Kapi Margish, it mazal achaze, like his mazal knows that it's there. It's it could be Margish that it's there. But at that time, because they did away with the Or, they took away the Or from Klal Yisrael, some Amila, there was a big chashash, what will be? The Torah will be forgotten. Hashem had compassion on us. And this is very important, Nakuda. That at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, a new light. That light from Sheishis and Mibereishis, Va'al Yada Zachu La'ishu Gedol Leiskaber Neged Tumas Ha'Yivanim. That was the victory against the Yivanim. V'lahar Eine Yisal V'ner Mitzah V'sayir Or V'nifkachu Einehem V'libim L'haker Tainug V'amitis Ha'tayir V'sayir V'sayir V'shiflos Chachmas Chitzvani Yisatvan. Now we're going to pause. They stripped us of the light of Torah. And in doing so, they hoped that we would crumble and fade away, because how long could we go without the Or of the Neshama, which keeps us going? The Nes of Chanukah was not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, enough of this. I'm bringing back the light. You can only hold on to that light for so long. Then he took it away from the Yibanim and he gave it back to Klal Yisrael. That's not what happened. Elamai, what happened, Rabbi Say? Baruch Hu's Megala, new light. He says, okay, you keep that light. And in the end, the Mafreya was all a setup. Like it will be less a level. We'll look back and we'll say, oh, everything was just perfect. The Yavanim came at the perfect time, and the Babylonians came at the perfect time, and the Americans came at the perfect time. Because the whole Seder of the Bria is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is peeling off layers of Or and covering deeper layers of the Or. Like the Zohar says, it's really one Or. It's just that what the Yevanim did, L'mafreya, was a chesed. We're saying a very deep nekuda, just like agaburche, but this is very important. The Yevanim said, we're taking the Or. So they thought that they were taking the Or. Now the Or is in their possession. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you didn't take the Or. You just peeled off one layer of the Or. And now I'm revealing a new layer of Or. Yashakayach, thank you very much. Did me a taiva. The same thing was the Nes of Purim. The Haman built this huge tower to hang Mordechai. And Lemafreya was set up for him. Meaning, everything that we're going to see, one of the big schoiks lasa level was going to be that everything which we were able to accomplish was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was using the Sitra Achra to do it. Like even now, there's a big Dor HaFlaga which is taking place, and they're trying to drive the world to a big fear against Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show that the direction that they were driving the world in was exactly where he wanted it to be. Because they're trying to take away the Or of God in this world. There should be no Zeich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you did me a big taiva, because anyways, I wanted to peel away that layer. And I wanted to reveal a new layer of godliness. And that's going to be a Seder which is going to take place forever and ever, because the whole tachlis of the world is begin to shemayim layis, to get to know the Ribbono Shel Olam. But that's an endless process. So however much we're Masak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's say in this door, in this tkufa, that only lasts temporarily, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, okay, enough of this hakar of me, now on to a new hakar. So who peels that away? They peel it away. So they're just an extension of the Ribbono Shel Olam to set the stage for the new layer of Or to be nigdal. And let's talk a little bit about this nekuda, one last thing. For every rebirth, there needs to be a return to a state of ayin. And as he said before, that when they took away the or of Torah, and they translated the Torah into Chachma Yevanis, which again has very little to do with understanding of the Pashtus of Torah, but the Torah is not just Pashit. It's not just Pshat. It's Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid. If you have the Torah translated in your art scroll, so you have Pshat and Torah, but you can't learn Drush, Remez, and Soid from the art scroll. That you need the actual Lashon HaTorah. So by translating the Torah, although we may think that we can understand the Torah very good if it's translated into English, maybe even better. But mitzah the Ankas HaTorah, mitzah the Or of Torah, you just cut yourself off from the Remez, Drush, and the Soid of Torah, which is 3-1. But not just that, the Pshat is very limited. The Remez is like Ein Soif, the Drush is Ein Soif, and the Soid is Ein Soif. So once you get into the world of Ein Soif, then there's no comparison between Ein Soif and Soif. That's a different world altogether. So that's the Pshat, just to drive home a little bit more this musag, like the Yashkayach that we give to the Yavanim, is that because they brought the Torah to a place of Pasha Pshat, that means that they brought the Torah to its knees, to its place of complete bittul, to a state of ayin, that there was no more yeshus of that Torah. They were machniya the Torah lagamre. But in the end, it was for the purpose of the rebirth of Torah. And as we'll see in Mirtz Hashem, there was a rebirth in Torah, as he mentioned actually earlier. Because until the Tkufa of the Chashmonaim, of the second Beis Hamikdash, Torah was only b'misayra, from Moshe Rabbeinu, ish mipi ish. There was the Maisri HaTorah, there was the Tzakenin, the Tamicham of that generation, and there were Nevi'im. And the Nevi'im, we would go to Nevi'im to help us explain what to do. They were like the Rebbeim at the time, but a person had to go up to Shemaim in order to receive the Torah, to understand what the Torah meant. But it was very, very far from the masses. The gap in between the Hamayin Am and the Talmid HaChamim was like the difference between Or and Chayshach. Either you dedicated yourself to Torah, like the Kohanim did, like the Levim did, and like the Yechinim did at the time, who said, I want to live a life like a Kohen, which was very few, but everybody else, who were the farmers, didn't have a life of Torah. It's not like today that you can come into an Ish Kodesh, you can see people who understand Avodas Hashem, and that they know what's doing in Avodas Hashem, much, much more than in earlier generations. The gap is closing, and it's coming much closer together, like the tzaddikim say. But the whole Nes of Chanukah made a rebirth of Torah in what's called Torah Sheba'al Peh. The Tkuf of Torah Sheba'al Peh began after the Nes of Chanukah, and that it was after that the Tanoim started to sprout. There were Tanoim even in the time of the second Nes of Mikdash. There was Hillel and others who lived at that time, which is after the Nes of Chanukah, that there was a musig now called Darshaning the Torah with Yidgim Amidus Shatar Nidrashas Ba'am. That a person could be Mishtatef in Torah. That he can actually be Moilid Chidushay Torah. Not like you have to go hear from your Rebbe like what it is that you have to do. You can toil in Torah. You can be Mechadish Yanim in Torah. Now the Torah is Ein Sof. With Yidgim Amidus Arachamim, with the new light of Torah which came into the world, it was a rebirth in Torah that made the Or which was in Torah previously look like Choshech. And there's what more to say about that in Mitzvah Hashem, but this is something to know, is that they revealed a new Tkufa in Luman HaTorah, in the Or HaTorah, and the potential of Torah. You couldn't go back in the times of the Beis Hamikdash and find a library like this. What was there? There was Tanakh. That's what there was. There was the teachings of the Torah, of the Nevi'im, and there was the teachings of Shlomo HaMelech, of the Ksuvim. There may have been some Svarim which were written other than that, but there was such thing as a library. There was no Shas. Everything comes from Shas. Every sefer in this library comes from Shas. What do you do when there's no Shas? But that whole Tkufa called Torah Sheba'al Peh, Lamed Vav Mesechtes, which is we're going to see, connected to Lamed Vav Neiris Chanukah. It was the rebirth of Torah in a way that there was now something called Torah Sheba'al Peh. Hashem Baruch Hu was waiting for thousands of years to reveal Torah Sheba'al Peh. But he needed a good shliach, and the Yavanim were a good shliach to reveal it. So therefore, the light of Torah is the light of this Aragonas. It's buried there. But as Yisrael Meir pointed out, just to make mention, which you wanted to mention last week, is that notice, however, that although the light of the Or HaGanuz is buried in the Torah, we're lading Lamed Vav Neiris, every single one of us, men, women, and children, and we're being Zeichet to the Or HaGanuz. Isn't that interesting? We don't have to toil in Torah in order to reveal the Or HaGanuz on Chanukah. It's very easy. As long as you have a Shabbat Puta, right, you can go to the market, you can buy a little bit of oil, psil, ner, take a nayat, light it, Or HaGanuz. Simple as that. Yet, if I want to be Zeichet to the Or HaGanuz in the Torah, I have to work very hard. Yet it's so easy when it comes to the Chanukah. Why is that? Because really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us is that as we come closer and closer to Mashiach, the whole reason why we have to toil and toil, we're speaking about this in the Friday Chabura, is because it's a knas of the chait of Adam HaRishon. But as we get closer to the tikkun of the chait Adam HaRishon, so the whole need for Yegiyah, which is like a knas in the Bria, not just in Parnasa, but in Torah too, is going away. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, really, on a day-to-day basis, in order to be zeichet to the Or HaTorah, which the Or HaGanuz in Torah, you have to work hard in Torah, you have to learn Torah Lishma, and then maybe be zeichet to the Or HaTorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you a dugma every single year of what it will be like l'asid lavo, which means to say that b'li yegiyah, and not just men who are mitzvah in Talmud Torah, but men, women, afhein hayu ba'isanes, and children, shav b'shav. That's where we're heading to. Every single Jew will be able to delight in the Or HaGanuz, which is buried in the Torah, which is Nisgala and Chanukah for everybody for 8 days. And this is really the great, great nes of Chanukah. Aside from the fact that the Or HaGanuz is Nisgala, it's Nisgala without any yegiyah whatsoever. Can you understand the matana? What type of a gift that is? And that's partially why the Ari explains that there are 13 words in the bracha of the halakha near Chanukah, which corresponds to Yigim will be the Sabracham. So when you say Baruch Yimachavim, Kel, Ata, Rachum, Hashem, B'chanun, 13 words can I get 13, and you have to be Machavim that. So what's the Shaykhis? And first I want to know, what's the Shaykhis Yigim will be the Sabracham in the Or of Chanukah? The Teretz isn't as many Teretzim. Yeah.
Only if you're starting, because the Hashemim say S.
Lahalik, meaning Halik near Shel Chanukah. Shel Chanukah, yeah.
That's why. Yeah. The Chassidim and the Sfarim got it 13.
Yeah. We don't say the Shel. Yeah. Yeah. Why is it? Don't say the Shel.
Don't say the Shel. You got to hold that. The 13.
Yeah. You give me the Sarachim. It's a tremendous rachmanas that Hashem even gives us the Or HaGanuz, that He gave us Chanukah, because it's not a light that you'd be zeichet to mitzad tzchusim. And this is a whole discussion. But part of the rachmanas is that Hashem says, not only am I having a rachmanas and I'm giving it to you, I'm giving it to you completely free. Totally free. You don't have to work at all. And that's what it means, begin to ishtamaydanle, to know the Ribbono Shel Olam. Knowing the Baruch Shalom means to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless, endless racham. Everything comes from here.
It's very nice. Yeah. But if you don't have the right sensors and the right ability to feel it, you can light all the candles you want all day. You're not going to feel it.
I'm not talking about feeling it right now. Yeah, so I'm talking about the avoid the b'magal of the Or. Feeling it is another thing. That's like a nachadarga. I'm saying we have the opportunity, we've been given the gift and the opportunity as Yidden through this Yantar of Chanukah to do something which is absolutely mind-blowing when we understand it. Because again, like we spoke about last week, Pashtus of the Ner Chanukah is just to recall the Nes of Chanukah. But to recall the Nes of Chanukah, there's many things that we could recall. This was not, if not for the fact that there was a Chanukah, this would go down in the chapters of Jewish history like nobody would know about, nobody would care. Yet we have a mitzvah like Purim, like Pesach, to recall this Nes. Why? Teretz is because it has very little to do with the Nes. It has much to do with the Gili of the Or. The fact that we've been given the opportunity every single year for free to be Megal of the Or, to be Meshtatif in the Tikkun Olam, that Hashem says, take a candle, put it to the Ner, And voila, you're being Megalo Aragonas into the world, you're being Meshtati with me, and Tikkun HaOlam, you're bringing the world to its place. That's a gift. And it comes free. Halavai, we should be Zeichet to be Toyim they are. That a person has to work a little bit. But you have to know how to work for that also.
Even knowing that you have the or gives you a tom for the or.
That's true.
The Ramchal says that even knowing, the Ramchal says that even recognizing that when you say Hebrew words, there's or, like even that, right, is something that no one would ever appreciate. That just by just reciting, when you're doing Shema Mikra, saying it out loud, there's or there that you're unlocking. Just the knowledge of that gives you a tom.
Yeah. Yeah. The idea of something adds to the experience. It's like when you taste something, like if you have a sense of smell, so then you can taste it much better. When it comes to Ruchnius, the more that we understand what we're doing, the more that it allows us to really experience what's going on. Only when it's done with the humility. Meaning, if I think that because I know it, like I'm going to be able to experience it, then you cut yourself off. Because you still have to rely on Hashem's Rahmanas to be able to experience it and to know that you don't know anything. As soon as you think that you know and you don't really know that you know nothing, then adrabba, then you're actually worse off than had you not known. And that's really the process of Lima the Shema. It means that for every kinyan which I know in Torah, I have to remember the biggest kinyan of all, which is that I really don't know anything. And especially a light like this, which is like the complete unknown. If a person steps up to the plate to light Ner Hanukkah, and he's like, this is a Sechenis, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to taste it. Let's go. Right? You could be sure of that. You're going to shut off the doors. Like you're going to be closed off in that art. Like you're standing in front of the king. Really, in Pnimis HaTorah, standing in front of the Ner Chanukah is like standing in a Shemona Esrei. It's like standing in Shemona Esrei. You're standing with Nei Hashem. It's in front of the Or. That's why it's brought down as far as Hashem, how to be careful, especially for the first 30 minutes that the Or is Nisgala. It's like, although it's like a recommendation, it's like a chayvan pnimius to like be by the candles. Because although the ikr by the Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is just to be Megalu the Or, right? The ikr, like we said last week, is that it should be Nis'atzeim the Adam with the Or. So there's one thing to be Megalu the light into the Bria. But what about the shlav of that it should be Nis'achid with the Or? So it's painful. It's painful, you know, when to see it again. It comes from a lack of pnimius attire. It's just, and again, this is, I had a whole thing to talk about, and we're probably not going to talk about any of it. But part of the inyan is that there's the niglis shabbo and there's the pnimis shabbo. And the niglis shabbo, so I could do everything right and be yoytze the mitzvah. But then there's the spirit of the mitzvah, and it creates for nafkaminas in how we do it. So that's what you'll find, that a person who understands the pnimis, the whole hagasha to the mitzvah before, during, and after the mitzvah is completely different. Person who has pnimius, so then Chanukah is 8 days of just bliss. It's just unbelievable. You're dancing in the Or, whether you're by the Chanukah candles, whether you're not. You're singing Al Nisim, you're loving it. You're just going around knowing that it's Chanukah, you're living it up. However, if a person who is in the world in the chitzonius of it, then Chanukah is merely like coming home, you buy the already made, pre-made oils, chas v'shalom, and you light it, and then you're done. Where's the latkes? Bring out the presents. And then, okay, what else do I got to do today? What are calls I have to make? That becomes Chanukah. It wasn't like that in my home, Baruch Hashem, but I think that that's true, and I've seen it in other places. It's just, the chinuch and the pnimius of a mitzvah is not just a difference in performance of mitzvahs. It's a difference in life. Difference in life. It's a different quality of life. It's a different quality of Chanukah, different quality of Purim, different quality of Pesach, it's a different quality every day, it's a different quality of Shemon Esrei, it's a different quality every day. That's what Pnimius is. It's not just another way, it's not just another version. It's like the difference between Chaim and Toiv. It's the difference between mixed Torah, how you live your life, as opposed to just like a good thing which I do. And that's obviously a very big sugya. But it comes out very much so here, because this is the Or HaGanos. This is the life which gives flavor and chen and sweetness to everything which we do.
How is this light different than Shabbos?
It's a very loaded question. How this light is different than Shabbos. Not something which we can discuss or regalachas. Let's just talk about the or a little bit. Nobody has anywhere to go, right? No? Okay, it's no election tonight. Mm-hmm. So, Hechshichu Inayim Shal Yisrael, that they darken the eyes of Klal Yisrael. What does it mean to make the eyes dark? To make the eyes dark. When it comes to Limud HaTorah, I would say, somebody asked me, what does it mean to learn Torah? I think you would probably agree. If you have a different answer, please share. Somebody say, what does it mean to learn Torah? I would probably say, learning Torah means to come to the base medrash like this, take off a sefer from the shelf, open it up, and start to learn Torah. Learning of that Torah, it's called Limud HaTorah. Would you agree? Limud HaTorah. Now, of course, there's going to be levels of Limud HaTorah, because if I'm a person that I understand it, it's a higher level of Limud HaTorah. If I'm not really understanding it, then it's a shaila whether or not that's called Limud HaTorah or not. But there's a layer and there's a depth in Torah which makes this understanding of Limud HaTorah be ki'ilu like it's not Limud HaTorah at all. And this comes out from a bracha which we say every single day when we talk about Limud HaTorah. We ask the Rabbanu Shalom with tremendous rachmanas, our avtanu v'sein b'libeinu, bina, lehavin u'lahaskil, v'shmoya, lilmoda delame, lishmer v'lasas alakayim. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the siyata d'shmaya, to be able to learn, to understand, to hear, to many, many lashonas is what we ask Hashem when it comes to Limud HaTorah. But we don't stop there. And the next part of this bracha is even more important than the first part. Because we say today, b'shter, means to illuminate my eyes in your Torah. There's a dimension of Limud HaTorah, which means the Or HaTorah should come out. And so therefore, a person can be sitting by a sefer, and he's shtagging in the Limud of the Lamed Lishvah Velasas, yet there could be no Or HaTorah. Yet a person could be sitting by a sefer, and he's not so strong in the limud of the lamed lishma v'lasos, but there's a gevaldik or. Of course, we want the combination of these two things. But the or haTorah is called the neshama of Torah, because it's not a faculty that a person uses mitzad the guf. It's mitzad the neshama of Torah, and a person uses neshama in engaging in that dimension of Torah. The limud of the lamed lishvah v'lasos l'kayim comes from the guf, from the kalim, from the seichel, and that's called the guf of Torah. So in the same way that the Torah has a neshama and a guf, the seichel of the Torah, which is the understanding of the Torah, yet there's an or in Torah, a person comes to the Torah also as a neshama and a guf, and he's going to use neshama and guf to unlock each aspect of the Torah. But notice what we say, when the or haTorah is present, then what happens? The dabel kibinu v'mitzvah secha. Then there's dveikus in the mitzvahs. V'yachid levaveinu. Then our hearts become one. La'ava liyiras shemecha. To fear you and to love you. Man lo nevash. And won't be embarrassed. As if to say, if a person lived the whole life, don't tell anybody this. If he lived the whole life learning limud l'mam nishmanas l'kayim, and he didn't ever access the or of Torah, and he's going to come up to Shem, he's going to have one big, big drasha to say. He did a lot of limud of the lamed. Yibush is going to say, where's your or? So what do you mean there was an or? I didn't know there was an or. What do you mean? You came into this world, you thought Torah was just something which you just learned? If you thought that it was something, then you fell to the hands of the Yavani. Then you're Yavani. You learned Torah like a Yavani. Because that's exactly what Yavan did. They took away the or of the Torah. The Vahari Nina Besar Secha, Hechshichu Einayim Shal Yisrael. There's something called Vahari Einayim. The or in the eyes of Torah. Hechshichu Inayim Shal Yisrael means that they stripped the or from the Torah, and they were okay with it and just being limud lamed. Just go ahead, limud lamed lishma v'lasos, shtag away. Because on that level, Torah and Chachma Yevanis could be one and the same. And a person can come up and say, like, yeah, big oitzer of Torah. So I'm going to say, where's the or? A person can be very embarrassed. Be very embarrassed that he didn't find the or of Torah in this world. And say, Yeshua, you're a kaifer. How can you say that? See, Torah and Yevanis is the same thing. If there's no Or HaTorah, it's the same thing. So this is really where the Nes of Hanukkah really occurred. Nes of Chanukah occurred in that, of course, it's not mamish the same. Not mamish the same. Of course, there's a light also in the limud of the lam medishpa v'lasas l'kayim. Of course, there's something there. And the emes is that if a person, the two things are really one. If a person is only that, if he cuts himself off, will he not be able to find the or in that? The whole sweetness of Torah comes from that. The way that you would really say it is like this, that if a person becomes consumed in Torah in a way that it's the intellectual stimulation of Torah, which gives a person the connection to Torah, that would be probably more dormitory. You can't say that a person who was only in the is going to come up there. He may be embarrassed that he didn't find the or. But he was still Oisik in Torah. He was still kind of midst of Talmud Torah. He was still, he had a sheiches of the light. But he only had like the light, which was like a part of the Torah, but not that he would delve into the mamash, the or of Torah. That's called the Vahari Nein of Besarasach. That's really what we're searching for. When we sit down and we learn Torah, we say to the Ibishter, we say, V'ha'arev na'ashim alokin es devi Torah eschobafinu. Make it sweet for us. The sweetness of Torah comes from the Ora Torah. That the Pasuk says, and someone else says, that the Ora is Masok. The sweetness comes from the Ora. When a person stands outside and it's a nice warm day, right? Florida, Floridians here. You New Yorkers, you don't know what you're missing. It's a different life. It's a different life. The or is mamish gevaldik. It gives a person a certain sweetness. It gives a certain joy. Now that it's the winter, so a little bit we know what that is. It's just, it takes away the chin of life. The chin of life, it comes from the or. It's really the Baal Shem Tov is l'shitasai. Because the Baal Shem Tov says that when the Gemara tells us that the second base of Mikdash was destroyed because Shelo Berichu B'Torah Tchila, because they didn't make a bracha before learning Torah. So the Mefarshim asked, which bracha was it? There's three brachas we make before Berichas Torah. So what would you say, Shaul?
Which bracha did the Yidden not make?
So we make Lasek B'Divi Torah, V'Ha'arevna, and Asher B'Charbanu.
So they didn't make Asher B'Charbanu.
Asher B'Charbanu? Why?
Because that's the joy of Torah.
The fact that Hashem chose us.
Well, you know what? It's the Asak of Torah. That's
so that's
final
the
answer.
That's the first one.
Last week. Yeah, it's not an Asak. Asak is your whole life. You think about work. You wake up in the morning. Your life is. If someone's working in a job, I think you may have told this to me already. So just okay, this is the right answer. Only because you said this. If it's the wrong answer, then that's
it. I want to hear Yossi first. Yeah.
Okay. I would say it's because the guy works in a business. He owns his own company. His whole life is the business. Everything he's doing, he's seeing the business. It's his life. It's an ASIC. Torah is supposed to be your entire life. You wake up in the morning, you go to bed at night, you hear a chop. You're not like Yotze Zayin at 9 o'clock in the morning because you chop the daf and you're on the train getting excited to make money. This is what you do for a living. That's my final answer.
That's your final answer?
And if it's right, it's only because you told me before.
Is this past Friday?
It probably is. Yeah, if it's right, it's only because you said so.
Right.
So I don't want anyone to think that came up. If it's wrong, then yes, he's right.
What do you say, Yossi?
So the Haravna has many different pshat, but two of the most powerful ones are the Haravna is sweet in the Torah, but also Haravna means to make it a chol into one's life, to mix it into my existence. A little bit what Charlie was saying is that it should be so mixed into my existence that it's kehim chayim baruch yemeinu, but with a sweetness.
So you're taking his pshat and stuffing it into the second bracha?
He's sweetening it. He's throwing some sugar on the top.
So there's many answers to the question, but the Baal Shem Tov answers that's the second bracha, the Haravna. So you're over two. Okay. No, but we did say it was the first bracha on Friday.
Okay, so
I'm really wrong. But there's different pshatim, obviously, to this answer. But the Baal Shem Tov says, V'ha'arevna, is that the sweetness of Torah. Because the bracha concludes, Kulanu yoyidei shemecha v'loim dei sarsecha lishma. The sweetness in Torah comes from the drive to lishma. Because mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma. Because if you're driving for the taklut, which is lishma, even now in the mitoch shelo lishma, you're going to taste the lishma of Torah. That's where the sweetness of Torah comes. It comes from that. That's where the Or HaTaira is in the drive to eventually learn Torah Lishma. That's where the Or is. Kefi a person's determination to learn Torah Lishma will be how much Or he's zeichet to in his Torah. So immediately, you can have very grace alamdan and people who know a lot of Torah, but there's a hachshichu inayim shal Yisrael by them. And with the kesher which they have to Torah is not a very deep kesher. Maybe just the stimulus of Torah, intellectual aspect of Torah. But to the real Or of Torah, even a person who's pashut, that he doesn't have a depth and lumen of the lamed, but he can have a kesher to Torah in a way where he's connected to the Or of Torah.
Makes a lot with lighting candles, because for most people, lighting candles is a big letdown. It's a 30-second activity, so really there's not much there. So you can schlep out the song a little bit, but if what you're saying is really it's the kavana, so it makes sense. Tzaddikim and mamish like stuck for hours preparing themselves mentally. So the 10 people could do the act. It's not a long act, but it's. That's the prep. The prep is the kavana to be trying to get that off.
Yeah. This is a general klal when it comes to Avodas Hashem, is that the actual maisa is very quick. But the hachana is really where everything goes into. Like you find, like by many tzaddikim, like the davening was very, very short, but the hachanas for the davening were very long, because the gili of the or is like that, but the hiskalis is really in terms of quality, not quantity, and everything which they put in the beginning, before the davening, and then came on again. Same thing is true with Ner Chanukah also.
Although I find also on a practical level, if you spend more time before Adakas Ner Chanukah with Yinoyam or Kavanas, no one's bothering you.
Right.
The family's not saying, okay, the lock is getting cold. The minute the moisture is over, presence. There's going to be some distraction that's going to cut you off. You know, it's always better to before the nearest Chanukah to have your moments.
Do they actually sell regular oil anymore? Can you buy it? Do they sell like oil and things, or you have to buy like the ready-made ones? You do go to Brooklyn to get regular oil and you get them 5 pounds? Okay. Yeah, we should sell the hearing aids. Let's go. With some sichin?
Sell the olives.
That's actually a good idea. Yeah. We should talk into that. That would be a great project for this chevra over here.
Yeah. Yeah, you really get it if we did that.
We press the olives, that'd be great.
Yeah. It's important to try to create a culture, meaning in the home, that if the other members of the household are taught and they know, like, you know, what these oris are about, and they won't think Tati's crazy, that, you know, that he dances in front of the iris, that he sits by the iris, like, you know, if they understand, so then they'll be into it and be able to grow up in that world. That's what we want.
Have we gotten any closer to understanding what the iris and trying to grasp it on? Give it some sort of tzura. You know, I can tell my kids this is Aragonas.
Chaim, you want the tachlis. You want to be here. You want the maises.
Just say they're Aragonas. They'll get it. We're the ones who don't get it, right?
I think so. You think right, my kids will understand what that means? I mean, how do we, just for ourselves, forget about the kids, for ourselves, how do we really get a grasp on them and understand what that means?
Right. So there's a way to explain it, like Lumur Lalamid Shabbai, and then there's the Or Shabbai. Like a person, it depends on the person. You know, and very an elevated person, he doesn't have to do much explaining because they see from his ha'aras panim and how he conducts himself that there's something there. So not everybody's holding on that darga that you can, that's what a tzaddik is all about. The tzaddik is that you don't need explanations. You can see from the avoid of the tzaddik, from the face of the tzaddik, that there's an or there, and people who are in his company, there's zeichet to that or. It's something which even is higher than explanation. But for us, that we're not in that darga, so part of our avoid is to try, you're right, is to try to come with a type of a lashon and a shprach to bring it down to them in a way that it could move on to them. Like you can't say, you know, go to Ayatollah and listen to a shir for 45 minutes about what it is, and it's not going to work because we're talking to people who can understand the musagim. It requires thought and to know like what the ikar points are and what the tafel points are and how to give it over properly. You're right, it's not a simple avoda, and it's not something which can be done in one sitting either. You know, it doesn't have to be that you're doing it over the course of, you know, you're saying, okay, I'm having 10 minutes with my kids, I got to give them everything in one shot. I think we feel sometimes very pressured and very desperate to do that. You have 8 nights of Hanukkah, you can, if you, a person go into it thinking like, okay, you know, we're talking about a lot of things, we can talk about one thing, you know, while before the halakha, you can even take 2 minutes to, you know, while everybody's standing waiting to light, you could take 2 minutes to give a little explanation of what this is and how we're about to do something which is really important. You could talk about Yihi Or, and this is the light from Ma'aseh Bereishis. Don't just think that Hashem created that and it went away. Hashem buried it, and now we're revealing that light. You know what that means? You know what type of a shutus we have the Baruch Shalom right now? It could be, it's like you're shooting out points as opposed to like, okay, Chavra, sit down and cheer, everybody grab a latke, we're gonna talk about it.
Here's you know. Just to say thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the most important thing, but if I can do that, is that we have to learn how to respect that light. To respect it, because we're not gonna feel it. Just to even have like an awe, like to really build up a yira for what's in front of us, I think it's gonna make a
Well, if they see the way that we care for the iris and how we put it together and we take good care of it and we sit by it and we, you know, they see, that's part of it. Yeah, the lights, yeah. Teaching them what's chashav. Yeah. That's why Noach, and we'll conclude with this, with Noach, the difference between Noach and Avram is that you could say many drushim about it. It says, Noach lamed Torah. Because I'll say, Noach learned Torah. He knew which were the kosher animals which were not kosher. He learned Torah. But Hashem said to Noach, Tzayar tasa l'teva. Hashem says, Tzayar is a light. Take the tevas of Tzayar and make a light out of it. Make a light out of it. Don't just be in the world of Limud Olamei. Avram was successful because the Tzayar says, by Yihi Or, this is Avram. Avram revealed a light to the world. It's just not that, it wasn't just that he was teaching people things. He was able to bring the world into a tshuva, into a Karka Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he was a man who was lichtig, that he was looking for the light of Ma'aseh Bereishis, and he found that light. And therefore, he was able to makarv yinin. Noach wasn't able to makarv anybody. He was mechiach them. But he couldn't bring them in tshuva because Hashem says, you know, want to know why you failed? Because you were tzayir tasa l'teva. You didn't understand how to make the light lichtig. Tzayir lichtig. Because the ma'or shabu machsir l'mut, this is the light which brings everybody back. And that's why when Noach was about to leave the teva, Hashem sent him the Yonah with the zayis, which is the shaman, which is the nes of Hanukkah. He says, get it right this time. The Yonah is Yavan. The whole Inyan there is the whole Inyan of Hanukkah. So you're coming back into a new world now. You have to make a lichtig, bring the light into the... And you know, when Noach was in the teva, it was not easy. You know, sometimes a person sits and he learns Torah, and it's not easy, and he's schwitzing, and he's like, I wish I wasn't sitting by the teva. That's what it was like for Noach in those tevas. It wasn't lichtig, because there was no or. But the geshmak in avodas Hashem, the ha'arevna, is kafi, how much is lichtig. That's the difference between Avram and Noach. We should help us. We should be there for that. Or everything which we do in the Oyosh and the Shech to gain them here.